In November, the American Association of State Highway and Transportation Officials, or ASHTU, a group which lobbies for major transportation projects, recognized NDOT for what they called the highest standards of quality service and performance regarding the meetings with property owners in Section 4 of I-69. However, some property owners along the proposed route aren't satisfied. Greene County property owners Tom and Kenda Yoakum were surprised to discover NDOT was touting the success of the talks.
We were told at the kitchen table meeting that, you know, that they would offer us a fair price. They haven't been doing that, in that they have been consistently lowballing appraisals, hoping that people would not come back and counteroffer.
The impression that we were given by them was that we had to hurry. That this was happening. This was coming right away.
According to NDOT spokeswoman Cher Elliott, the notion that property owners appreciated and were satisfied with talks was based on a lower percentage of complaints on Section 4 of I-69 compared to other sections.
Survey and geotechnical field crews were able to complete their assigned tasks with 36% fewer complaints compared to previous work on the project in the corridor in sections 1, 2, and 3.
WFIU discussed the talks with residents from the southwest side of Bloomington. Property owners who live less than a mile from where I-69 will intersect Highway 37 are currently in talks with NDOT and wished not to be identified for fear of reprisal, but say they also feel rushed. One property owner says her 2-year-old dream home will be gutted and demolished to make way for the highway. For WFIU News, I'm Jason Gabrick.